Welcome to the Culture Curators Podcast. We're here to share insight, information, and resources to help you become a more effective salon business owner.
Welcome back, everybody. We are excited for today's episode. Today, we're going to be talking about why you need to stop running your business based on emotion. Jill, you're looking good. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. Really good.
Good. It's nice to see you. It's nice to be back out in New York.
Yes. We're rocking and rolling. Thank you, everybody that's been listening, that's been giving us some feedback. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm really super excited about our topic today around not running your business with emotions. And how many of you have ever found yourself very emotionally charged in your business? I mean, let's face it, I think it happens to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Probably multiple times a day, in fact. And gosh, that's kind of a dangerous place to live.
Yeah.
You know,
it just is.
We need to really take a look at how can we put the emotions aside when making business decisions. And I know that we're human beings and that we all have emotions, but it's about putting them aside and really getting linear with our thought process, really, really thinking about things from a business standpoint and making decisions based on that. Because I'll tell you what I learned a long time ago. When my emotions are high, my intelligence drops.
Yeah.
And when my intelligence is high, my emotions are down.
Right.
And so how do we do that and still be human?
Yeah. And I think there, you know, I want to be clear too. Like, we're not saying be emotionless.
Right.
We're saying manage your emotions and don't allow the emotions to dictate your decisions. Mm-hmm. Right. Because when your emotions dictate your decisions, you're going to have a very mixed bag. Right. Because when I say emotion, you might be thinking of negative emotions, but you could be making, you know, having unclear judgment or kind of unclear decisions also when you're in a state of, you know, uber happiness as well, right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what I think about when you said that is I think about, you know, a sales rep comes in and they have a brand new line and you get all excited about it and you just spur of the moment go, yes, I'll buy in. And right. The buy-in is $5,000 or $7,000 or whatever it is. And you didn't do your due diligence.
Right.
You didn't take a look at the budget. You didn't take a look at what you've got going on, the retail that you have. Can you exchange out a retail line for this line? Do you even need a new retail line? You know, and this is just one tiny example, but that would be, man, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to make this quick rash decision. I'm going to say, yes, I'm all in. And then you wake up the next day and you kind of have some regrets.
Yeah. And I mean, I can tell you from experience, anytime that I've made a money decision without doing my proper due diligence, I've made a mistake generally, you know, and what happens too, when you run your business emotionally, you're unpredictable. And when you're unpredictable, it creates confusion. And as in other episodes, we've talked about the importance of clarity within a business and within your culture. Think about what that does to your team. You know, what type of decision making are they going to have based around what they're watching you do? And we see this happen time and time again, where, you know, owners allow their emotions to kind of control them. It's almost like your emotions are holding your shoulders and moving you, as opposed to you being in the driver's seat and getting a hold of the emotions. And a long time ago, I implemented the 24-hour rule that we talk about all the time. And for me, the 24-hour rule is a really important rule. The 24-hour rule allows me 24 hours to process the emotion prior to making the decision. And that is so critical. Anytime I've broken that rule, I've made a mistake. Whether it's when someone maybe upsets me, you know, or does something out of line, if a client does something that needs to be addressed, sometimes, and this is the reality, sometimes you can't wait 24 hours. Sometimes things just need to be handled right away. But when and if at all possible, giving yourself that window of time, think about it. This is, I don't remember where I saw this too, but it's like if you wrote a letter about what you're feeling and what you do and put it in a drawer and locked it for 24 hours and read back that letter to yourself, how different after the emotion is gone, how different would that letter be You know, it's like sending a text out of emotion. It's such a dangerous thing to
do. Yeah, that's such a great exercise, actually, in the heat of the moment, to be able to write down, get it all out of your head and onto paper, and then put it in a file cabinet, put it away, lock it away for 24 hours, then bring it back out and then read it. And chances are...
You'll probably cringe.
You're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't react, because that's a reaction. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you were talking a little bit ago, I just kind of got like, a cringe, because it made me think about way back when I was first in leadership, and I would walk through the salon and people would say they could tell what kind of mood I was in by the way I walked into the salon. And that's not a great thing. It really isn't a great thing.
Why not?
Well, because if I was in a mood, how did that set the tone for the entire day? Mm. How did that set the tone for my employees? Do you think my employees wanted to come up and ask me something when I was in a mood? They stayed away from me. And I learned that that was not a good thing. That I had to be able to manage that emotion. I had to come into work managing my emotions first before I could ever think about making decisions in the salon or setting the tone or the pace for the day. And it was a huge, valuable lesson. And people left the business because of my moods. Mm. And it's nothing that I'm proud of, but it's reality.
And this is what we do. Like we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. We're not here to paint a broad stroke of perfection as if we've done it all right. We're here to share information and knowledge with you around what we've experienced, good, bad, ugly, and different. You know, and you know, the thing is that we've all made emotional decisions, whether it's in our life or in our business. And generally speaking, it leads us astray. You know, it leads us down a path that's not really great for us. And when we are able to process the emotion, really process it and genuinely feel it, understand it. I always think about like digesting. You know, it's like I got to chew it, I got to swallow, and I got to digest this, figuratively speaking, in a way for me to like move forward. And a lot of times, if in 24 hours or beyond, you're not able to move forward, that's telling you something as well.
Absolutely.
Right? And you need to learn how to manage your emotions. If you're going to be leading a team of people, think about that. Like, does your team want to be led emotionally, or does your team want to be led logically with care? You know, and that's what I mean where I want to be, you know, there's a clear delineation between, we're not saying be emotionless and forget the emotion. We're saying manage it. And you can make really clear, concise decisions when you are thinking logically and when you have, like you said, more of like a linear kind of way of thinking, and when you're gathering facts and information that you can then make your decisions based off of, as opposed to maybe, you know, being reactionary.
Right. One of the tools that I always use that helped me is called a Benjamin Franklin list.
What is that? Oh, I know. And yeah, it's you've had me do that many times. What am I talking about? What is that?
you love it. You draw so much, a line down about it or paper. That's exactly right. So a Benjamin Franklin list is you just take a clean piece of paper, you draw a line right down the center, and you have a pro side and you have a con side. And so you think about all the pros to whatever the decision is that you need to make, and you think about all the cons to that same decision. And at the end, once you've exhausted all the pros and the cons, when you look at that list, one side is typically going to be longer than the other side. The side that's longer is most likely where you need to go. And so it really helps. It takes the emotion out. It really starts to make you think logically, linearly, and really come up with the best choice for the business. Because the reality is that, you know, it has to be good for the employees.
Yeah.
It has to be good for you as the business owner, but it also has to be good for the business. And oftentimes I find that people don't think or consider the actual business. So there's three people in this scenario: the business owner, and the employees.
Right. Yeah. And you have to really take care for, you know, understanding how to try to make a judicial decision sometimes that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be happy through it. And
for sure,
that's a really important part of leadership. Like, you can't make everyone happy. It's impossible. John Maxwell always says, like, those two things don't align. If you think that you're going to make everyone happy and be a leader, you got another thing coming. It's just they don't line up together. They don't match because it's impossible to make everyone happy when you're a leader making decisions that are important for the company, for the business, for the overall organization. And, you know, we are in an emotional industry.
We are.
Right? We're absolutely creative people. We, you know, we wear our heart on our sleeve many of the time as hairdressers, and I love that about us. But it doesn't mean that it can't get in our way. And when it does get in our way, it can get in our way in a pretty big way, you know? Yeah. So I think just understanding, you know, what to do with your emotion, understanding who you are and what your triggers are, I think that's really important. You know, what is, and this is where we use DISC all the time, it's like your personality profile and what your tendencies are, what your kind of behaviors tend to be. And I think when you learn about yourself that way, it can help you manage some of those emotions better. And I also think that what you consume helps either fuel positive or fuel negative emotions. So whether what you consume on social media, whether what you consume with the circle of people around you, whether it's what you're reading or not reading, you know, those kind of things can really heavily impact the way that you manage your emotions.
Yeah. And I think knowing yourself is really, really key. And so when I think about DISC personality assessments and think about each personality style has a different way to process decision making.
Right.
And so to know what your profile says about how you make decisions, the best way to make decisions is really, really key to know that. You've got to know yourself in order to grow yourself.
Yeah.
And to know that Derek makes decisions much differently than I make decisions. It doesn't mean that his way is right or wrong. It just means that we're individuals and we have different ways of processing. And so it's super important to know how you process making a decision and then make that decision logically. And you know what? Give yourself the time that you need.
Yeah, it's just, it's so key. Like, give yourself the time to process it and allow yourself the space to handle the emotion internally first before it gets accidentally projected.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And some of the decisions that we have to make as business owners are really difficult decisions.
Yeah.
Some of them involve rewards and or consequences to our team.
Right.
Some of them have a change in a policy or procedure. And so you move with caution and you have to really, really weigh out how big of a risk is this change.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I didn't realize. I made some changes early on in business ownership, and they were pretty significant to my team.
Yeah.
And I made them based on monetary reasons, which was not the right way to do it, but I wanted more of a profit in my pocket. So I made decisions that really impacted my team.
Right.
Consequently, I had a big downfall because of it.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes our hardest and biggest downfalls are generally, hopefully, our best and biggest lessons as well, even though they're painful during the process. And
right.
I want to go back for a second around emotional texting, because I think that's a really common thing that happens. And, you know, when you're triggered by a, you know, an action of an employee or, you know, a team member, I think it's really important not to, you know, just start and it's like, oh, no, they didn't do that, did they? And it's just like it turns into like a texting battle back and forth where you're sending like a 4-page letter via text back and forth. And it's just there's generally nothing healthy that's going to come from that.
Right.
And you're better off like putting the phone away, lock it up somewhere if you need to, and give yourself some time to be able to have an in-person conversation that can connect and that can, you know, push through the challenge, as opposed to exacerbate it.
Yeah, I think that it's a really good point because I think so often people hide behind the phone now.
Oh yeah, it's
hide
so easy.
Behind the keyboard, and it's so much easier to text whatever. And we have to understand that there are times that we have to pick up the phone. There are times that we have to have in-person meetings, that there's topics that are that important.
Yeah.
And if you're heated, there is nothing wrong with sending a text saying, with all due respect, I'd like 24 hours to respond. At least you're not leaving them hanging.
Exactly, yeah.
At least you've responded, you've let them know, and they have an expectation now that you'll get back to them within 24 hours, and that's fair.
And hopefully when you do that, it just alleviates like the defensiveness on both sides.
It brings
it down a notch. Like, you know, when you're a leader, you have to learn that this is a reality. You need to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you genuinely do.
Yeah.
And it don't mean you need to like it, but it does mean you need to accept the role that you've chosen. And you can't have it both ways. You can't be a leader. Well, I guess you can be, but it's up to you. Do you want to be like a petty leader? And think about what examples that we have in the world or the country around that. You know, what does healthy leadership look like? And is healthy leadership emotion driven? Generally not.
No.
You know? And I think that it's just so key for us to, like you said, know yourself first, check yourself around your emotions, and then you can help others with this same dynamic. Because what happens is if you're an adult doing this and you also have, you know, young team members in their 20s or even maybe 30s, depending on how old you are, think about what you're teaching them.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to then have emotional decisions and reactions. And now you've defined your culture as an emotionally charged culture, which is very dangerous.
It is. And, you know, it's just like children, you know, what they see their parents do, they're going to emulate.
Amen.
And so we as business owners, what our team sees us do, they will emulate. And
right.
So if I was coming in a mood, you know, a couple times a week, then it just signaled that it was okay for everybody else to come in a mood. And then that's just chaos.
Absolutely.
So it's easy to say.
So hard to
really,
do.
Really, really hard.
This is a simple concept with a very challenging execution.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it takes practice. You know, it takes concerted effort, concerted practice, and repetition to hold back your nature of the reaction, to process the emotion, and then come through logically and with a better result.
Absolutely. And make really great decisions for your business and for your team and for yourself.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that wraps up this episode. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. We are super excited to continue, and we encourage you to really evaluate how you make decisions in your business and how you can manage and control your emotions to be able to move forward powerfully. We'll see you on the next episode.
Absolutely. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Culture Curators Podcast. Please like, comment, follow, and subscribe.